welcome to Tuesday's TV show review. I'm Ole.
And I am Janis.
And today we're looking at the show The Circle USA.
First of all, Ole, can you tell us what The Circle USA even is?
It's an American reality competition based on a British TV series with the same name. And the special thing about the reality competition is that the contestants don't meet each other, which means that they are communicating with a social media app. And this means that they can choose whoever they want to be. For example, they can do things like catfishing. The principle of the series is that the contestants rate on another, and the two best voted become influencers, and the influencers can block one player from the reality competition.
Janis, now I have a question for you. Like every week, we're focusing on one special character. Today we are focusing on Shubham Goel.
Could you give us some information about him?
Shubham Goel is 23 years old, he's from California, and he has Indian-American ethnicity. But he grew up in an American household. He has a job as a virtual reality designer. At the moment he's single, and as a hobby he likes to play tennis. He has black short hair, brown eyes, and you can see his Indian heritage. His presence on social media is very minimal, and his thoughts on social media are that social media is the modern day bubonic plague, and that it does not represent the real world. He says social media creates a fairy tale. On The Circle USA, he wants to win 100% authentically by being fully himself.
Ole, would you like to summarize the story of The Circle USA out of Shubham Goel's perspective?
Yeah, sure. I will summarize the first two episodes.
First, Shubham introduces himself like the other contestants, and he says that he wants to be really authentic, and he personally sees social media really critical. After that, the players set up their profiles, and Shubham takes a non-filtered photo, and he can see the profiles of the others after that. Thereafter, he receives a package, and in the package are things like food, employment stuff, for example, like balls or Play-Doh. And he behaves very clumsy. For example, he licks on the Play-Doh. Then the first rating of the show starts, and he thinks that it's very objective because he only knows the profile of the others and didn't chat to them at all. Then the first rating of the show starts, and Shubham thinks that it's very objective because he only knows the profiles of the others and didn't chat to them at all. And we don't get much information about the voting of Shubham. We only know that he votes Antonio as first, and that he gets voted last from a contestant called Sammy. Thereafter, a group chat of all players opens, and Shubham writes how he feels after the rating, and generally he writes really nice things. Rebecca invites him to a private chat after that, and they're talking about who could be fake, which is really ironic because in real life Rebecca is a man, that's why she's fake. They befriend each other, and Shubham asks her if they want to form an alliance till the end and they can support each other, and Rebecca says yes. After that, an icebreaker game starts, and there are statements, and the players have to agree or disagree, and in this game, Shubham isn't really conspicuous. The results of the ratings are in, and Shubham gets voted last, and that's why he is really afraid of being blocked by the two influencers. But the two influencers block Alana, another contestant, and that's why he's really relieved. And this is also the end of the first episode. The second episode starts for Shubham with that he can add another text to his profile. And on this text he gets 4 likes, and that's why he's really happy and cheerful. He starts a private chat with Joey after that, and they're doing a small talk, and yeah, they befriend each other a little bit. And then Rebecca invites him to a private chat a second time, and they're also talking about how they feel about after the rating, and yeah, they're still in alliance. Alana, the block player, made a video for the others, and there she says that she feels very judged objective because she's a model, and Shubham's really sad that she got blocked because she was real. Then the game Who Dis starts. It's a game where a picture of a celebrity was is shown. And Shubham is really good in this game and finds out that he is interested in Spider-Man like Joey.
Yeah, that's everything. Yannis, could you characterize Shubham Goel?
First, I'm going to tell you something about his appearance and after that about his personality. I'm going to start with the appearance. Shubham has a really cheerful appearance. He smiles a lot and he seems like he's always positive. So his appearance is also really positive. You know that because, after he gets 8th in the waiting, he says things will be better. And also in his bio says he loved the match of world, but I think it's a really positive thing to say. Shubham is also quite confident. He said that he believes in what he does and that he wants to be win, but with just being fully himself, which shows his confident appearance. Also, Shubham is really sympathetic. He said you can be yourself and that is good enough, what I think is a really sympathetic thing to say, because he basically says that everybody don't need to be fake. You can everybody can be himself and that is good enough. Now about his personality. He has a really honest personality, first of all. He don't likes fake people and he wants to be fully himself. He don't so wants to be fake, which shows that he's really honest. But also, his personality is quite profound. For example, after he gets 8th in the waiting, he says, the first impression does not matter, the real one does. Also, on the game where they had to say yes or no to the statement, money can buy you happiness, he said, no, money can't buy you happiness. What also, I think, is a really profound thing to say. Though I think these two quotes show that he has a really profound personality. But not only that, also Shubham is a really natural. He has a really natural personality. He don't use his filters, and when he has to fix his start photo, his profile picture, he says, I love the photo, it shows how I really am. So he shows with the photo who he really is and don't want to be somebody else. That shows his natural side. Also, when he talks to Rebecca, he says he likes her for being open and honest, what I think is also really natural. Last but not least, he's really proud, first of all about his Indian-American ethnicity, but also about him getting likes after he changes his profile. Wow, now we've heard a lot about the Circle USA. But Ole, what would you say? What is your opinion about the Circle USA?
Generally, we think that the show is very interesting and the idea with the social media makes it so much fun to watch. And it's also well suited for the modern time because of the social media thing. And we think that there are some really interesting contestants like Chris on the right, and sexual diversity is not a problem, which is, I think, really cool. But there are also some points that we don't really like. For example, there are sometimes really long periods of time where the players are only chatting in a private chat, and that's where there's just a little action, which is a little bit lame. And sometimes the contestants overact their emotions, which is really ironic because it should be a reality show and not a fake show. The series shows that social media can be a complete different life to real life, and it's not the same. These are completely different parts, and it also draws attention to the problem of easy catfishing, which is shown in the series several times. And it draws attention to a society problem. The problem is that women who post sexual can get popular so much faster than women who don't post sexual.
So the Circle USA is very much about social media. I asked myself, what is your opinion about social media, Yannis?
I think there are a lot of pros and cons about social networks, so I'm going to start with the pros. I think it's a great way to communicate with friends. You can communicate with everybody really fast all over the world. Also, it's a good way to find new friends all over the world. Last but not least, it's a good way to express your opinion, and you can even get popular with that. About the cons. I think cyberbullying is a really big problem on social networks, but also false information, gossip and rumors are all over social network and spread really, really fast. Another big problem is data stealing, just as sliding off in extreme corners, to example, conspiracy theories, etc. Also, last but not least, social network can cause personality brain disorders. So, there are many pros and cons about social network. In my opinion, the correct use is important. Children need to know how to use social media, what to post, where to click, what to like, etc. Kids should get informed, for example, by the schools or the parents. It's their responsibility that their kids are informed. Also, I think a minimum age is really important. So in conclusion, I think it's everybody's own decision how and whether to use social networks. If you know how to use social networks, I think it can be a really helpful and entertaining place.
Thank you so much for listening. That's all for today. See you next time when we are back on Tuesday's TV show review.